B'shus of Yimayu Shlita, the Gemara brings in Daf Yud Aleph Man Aleph, Klapit Adin from Rav Huna, as Ger Kotan Madbilin Oyse Al Das Bezdin. The Gemara Behemshech Asuga brings from Rabbi Yosef that this Geirus that the Bezdin performs and accomplishes for the Kotan is not total final. Higdilu Yicholin Limchus. When this Kotan grows, reaches godless, so he has the ability to negate, to undo the geirus. Ayidei macha. The Hemshech HaSugya, Abayev Rav ask on this din of Rabbi Yosef, that there's an option to undo it, it comes out l'chur, that it's not a final geirus. They ask him our Mishnah, and our Mishnah state that a geirus we give a ksuba. So Abayev asks him, Rav asks from the Mishnah of Aitur and Elunairus, state that a geirus gets knas, we give a knas for an oinus. Rekhti Gemara, if it's not final, it could be she's going to be a goy. Well, let's say the Poshup Shah now is male. It's a sofik that there's not a clear schus to get the knas and get the ksuba. Zokti Gemara in a chanami. That which Rabbi Yosef said there's an option for a macho, that also is not final. That's also limited. It's only if he's moiche miyad. We'll see soon the protim. Zokti Gemara, igdilu shahachas v'loim michsa. If he reaches godless and there wasn't a macho, so at that point, shuvin yoichol limchus. Then you lose. This katan became now a gadol. When he becomes a gadol, he forfeits the right for a macha. If he's silent, shahachas, and he's not moicha, he loses the right to do a macha. So as I move from the sugi, the hainu, that's the schadish and Rabbi Yosef, that is a koyach macha. Mitzad sheni, the koyach macha is not forever. If you care, you have to taka be moicha miyad. If you're not moicha miyad, you lose the koyach of macha. So let's mevar a little bit the inyan from the macha. We'll start kipshutoi. Basic pshat, what is this ability to be moicha, to undo the geris b'shas ma'isa, was a full geris. We treated the ger koten as a ger, l'kol in yon and b'pashtis, the order we shayin him hold is a din deraisa. Taisus works out how it works on a deraisa, but on a deraisa level, we treat it as a ger, and all of a sudden, now you choylin limchus. So b'pshuta, it's a choys, two mahalchim, basic mahalchim, du shayin him, roiv you shayin him, and taisus in Sanhedrin. Ritva, and the Rajba, kalachayan, and kedushin, and the sugi of being mekabel, a get shikha, star shikha for an evit, someone else is zoicha for an evit. So over there, the red duch, that over here, the macho in our sugya is midin, the macho that we find in all the parashas of all schi and all zochin, l'adam shalai b'fonam, tahainu, say b'ksara. In the Gemara, in Baba Basra, in the Yishnoich, in Kuflam, in Ches, is mavur, that in the parashas of zochin, l'adam shalai b'fonam, if someone is zoichin a matona, l'mashal, Ruven zoichin a matona for Shimon, zoichin a matona for Shimon, it's zochin, is an ansadi din ichale. But if when Shimon hears about it, when Shimon hears about the matona, even b'shaita was a good schia. If Shimon hears about it, even a month later, he right away is moiche. It's botul ischus. It's botul ischus. Hold in zochin. It's botul the whole ma'isa kinyan that Reuven had done for him. It's botul zochin. We'll say kipshuta. What's the pshat? The pasha pshat. What is the holding of zochin that anatzadi the nichle and Reuven was able to do me the shlichus? Reuven was able to represent Shimon in this asir. But that's based on the fact that it's a schusloi. That's a fast because it's a schusloi, because Nanan said it nichele. If he's moicha, we see that it wasn't a schusloi, the poshup shat, and mela, it's a rup, it's undone the whole foundation of the schia. It's mavur in the Rashba and the Ritva, that's the pshat and asugi also. That's the Ilum's learning the whole week, that the geirus of a ger katan is based on the foundation of the geirus and the ger katan is based on the din of zochin adam shleib of onof. The ainu bezdin is representing this ger katan, this katan, how could they represent him? He's not a bardas. The Torah says, anansadi de nichale. And it's if Bezdin has his das, and because the Bezdin has his das, they can represent him. Why? Because it's midi deschus uloi, the poshup shat. When he comes later, when he grows, and he's moiche, the poshup from Rieta, he's making it oischus, from Rieta, he's making oischus, and mele, it's bottle the whole foundation of the geirus. That's the first pshat. Lemaisa, this is the pshat of Yeroi Vrishoinim. In Toysis Sanhedrin, the Psalmiches, I want to get the outline. I don't want to go into the details of Tosis. But Tosis and Samach Hasan Beis, those who learn the Tosis well, Tosis starts off, that's the way he learned the din of Machol. So, but Tosis, through the Hemshech, the travels of Tosis is a Machadish, an entire new pshat in the din of the Schi of Ger Katan in Narsugya. Tosis, because of the kashas that Tosis had in Narsugya, that had an Schi of Katan, an Schi of Akum. Tosis says, I'm saying the outline without getting the details of Tosis. Tosis says that Ein Schi of Zeh, it's not like Shar Schiyas. Over here, they don't have to be Zoicha Bavur HaKotan, Einem Zoichin Bavur HaKotan. Who's Zoicha Ba'atzmoy? When you do a mice of geirus in the katan, you do a mice of tefillin in the mila, he could be zoich himself. So this schiyah, bezin is not being poil for him. Bezin is not being poil on all schiyahs. You're being poil. The zoich is being poil. The person is being zoich is being poil for the baile. And this schiyah is not being poil because the geirus is naseh ba'atzmai. Then he's hezber more, but that's what Tosfos says. And male, it's not a regular parsha of zochin, lefi Tosfos. Bezin doesn't actually have to be poiled with the das of the cotton, because the cotton could be zoichin himself. Why bechlal do you need zoichin? So Tosfos says quickly, and again I'm saying these things quickly, hopefully I'll learn this by himself. Tosfos says because if Bezdin wasn't licensed at all, if Bezdin doesn't have his haskoma, Bezdin can't mishzacharayin. Ein lehem lis batzeya. Bezdin can't do something for him that's going to affect him, that's going to affect him, and make a chalois on him. So Bezdin, if he toises in Sanhedrin, Bezdin has his haskoma, but Bezdin's not being poiled with his das. Lefi that, it's not a regular parsha of Zochin. It's not a regular parsha of Zochin. You're not actually representing the ger. So toises had shver. How could you be moiche? How could you undo this? Dainu. Bishlam, if you learn that the parsha of Zochin is like toises, and I'll be showing him. In our sugya, is that they're learning that the geirus is based on a regular zochin, that the bezin has to represent him in doing the geirus and being toil the chalois geirus for him. So you can undo it with a macho, because you take away the zochin, the schus. Or Betoys and Sanhedrin learned that you're not actually using the das of the kotan to be toil for him. So how could you undo this? That's a Toys and Shvera. So Toys is a machadish, the end of Toys. That actually, the way it works is because this geirus is not totally finished. Toys is a machadish. That over here, the Geirus was missing the Kabbalah Smitzis. I'm sure the Olim discussed this in the first 1 or 2 days of the Sugya. It's one of the many questions on the Rish. The Rish Shainim asking the Geirus of Ger Koton. There's the Mila and the Tefillah, but where is the Mitzvahs? Where is the Kabbalah Smitzis? It's missing Kabbalah Smitzis. So the Olim knows there's two Drachim in this, besides Tosfos and Sanhedrin. The Shita Yashana says, V'makom D'lo Efshar, it's not Ma'akiv Kabbalah Smitzis. That's what Shita says. V'makom D'lo Efshar, it's not Ma'akiv Kabbalah Smitzis. Another mahalach in the Rishonim is that Bezdin or his father, Bezdin is in place of his father, is actually providing the das of Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, the commitment to be a ger. Bezdin's a part of it. Tosfos and Sanhedrin is going to the third mahalach. He taket nems on the kasha. This gerus is missing Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So where is it going to happen? Teretz is taka kishakilu yilel nimchis. That's the Yisrael. That's what Tosfos was machadish. Yigdilu yichayel nimchis is not because you're undoing the schus, because you're taking away the schus, the midi, the schus, and you're undoing the whole foundation of the geirus. There was a third factor that was missing in the geirus. There was missing Kabbalah Smitzis. It was only tefillah and mila. When is it finished? When he continues, when he grows, and he continues to act like a yid, then it's finished. But if he's moiche, so he's not doing Kabbalah Smitzis. He's taking Kabbalah Smitzis. Oh. Those are the two basic mahalchim had to learn. The basic mahalchim had to learn what the gdil yichol ha-michas. Nochamo. Lefi kamad roiv rishonim, who learned that the foundation of Zochin is of Ger Koton is based on a regular din Zochin. That they Bezin has to represent the Ger, this Koton, in Pilul Geris. The Macho is misparish. The Macho over here learns sich. We all Machos in any, like a regular din Zochin. Zochin and Kolotar Kula. Fitoisis in Sanhedrin, that it's not a regular parish of Zochin, so it's a new din Macho. It's to take away the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Oh. I'd like to understand the Mavar a little bit more. Taka the Mahalach Vroiv Rishonim. So first we mocked him. The Rajban Lehedya, the Rajban Kedushin that I mentioned before, Lehedya says that it's not so simple, that our sugi is like a macho of a regular schus. And the MS, we have a kasha before we start the Rajban. Based on what we said until now, what was the whole chiddush of Omer Rabbi Yosef, Igdilu Yechayel Mimchis, Shkoyach? Yeah? Of course. The Gemara in Baba Basa, Kuf Lamed Ches, it doesn't even say it's a Chiddush. It was a premise of Avada. When a person hears about Reuven, is Zoich and a Matana for Shimon, and Shimon hears about it, he's Moiche, of course, he removes the whole foundation of the Schia. No, if he hears about it, Yochel Mimchit, what's Igdil Yochel Mimchit? It's the regular din. Dahin. Bishlema like Toysis in Sanhedrin, that's Kufu, what he's been Machadish, the whole Mahalach of Toysis in Sanhedrin. It's Kufu coming to tell you that you should know the Kabbalah's mitzvah is missing. And over here, and if they're not going to be mashlim, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs later on, maybe you could say that's what he's being machadish. He's machadish, goof for the word of Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that you have to be mashlim the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But if you all other is showing him, what's the chiddush for Gdilu Chalim Mimchas? It's a kasha, Moshe Shem. So l'chor, the Indian's mizbar, b'toich the Rajba over there. If you say this, the Rajba, the Barber takes this Rajba, when he talks about the Indian from Schia and the Indian from Macho, and the Rajba says that Be'etzim, there's two oifanim of being moicha on his chos. The regular simple mahalach of being moichan is like we said before, by a matana. You're being mavarer that a woman, for me it wasn't a schus. Shimon turns to him and says, you think I wanted this nice watch? No, I didn't want it. So in the matona sichia, I don't want matona. It's not a schus. Zok to Rashba, that works on a midi that's not a schus gomer. Zok to Rashba, there are two types of schus. There's something that the majority of it is a schus. Oh, but is it tzad choiv? The Rashba says, matona has a tzad choiv of soina matona sichia. Most people, he says, they have chunda, they like things. So most people like it, and they override this Masorim Tzom Tzisir. But the Maisa says it's Chad Choyf. But there are certain things, Dr. Rashba, which is a schus gomor. It's a schus gomor. It's something that a regular person, a normal person, any regular person, it's not totally in opinions. A regular person, unless you're exception, it's a schus. And if you say not, but l'dayte, it's a kalodim. We don't reckon be'etzim with your opinion, be'etzim. What is such a thing, Dr. Rashba? Geirus, Shichur, also Shichur Elikani, he's becoming a Yid. That's a schus gomer. Sounds like also a Metzia being Zeich, and a Metzia doesn't have the chesaron of Seinu Matonis Yichne, it would be a schus gomer. Zokter Rashba, over there, how does Macho work? You can't say, Zokter Rashba, that the Macho is telling me that it wasn't a Midi the schus. Nochem. By a Matona, when someone is removed, Shimon is representing Reuven, he's making an assumption. He's a safe assumption, because most people like Matonis. But at the end of the day, he knows there's a tzad, there's a small tzad that his assumption is wrong. If Reuven comes later on and says, oh, got it, that wasn't me, I didn't mean that. Seder, he undoes the schuz. Oh, but if it's a schuz gomor, like Gerus, what are you going to say? If a var wasn't a schuz by you, it's botla daites godom, it's a vadam idit schuz. So Dr. Rashba is a new klal called Ein Zoichem Odom Valkorche. You're right. By meeting the schuz gomor, it doesn't take away the foundation of the Zochin. It doesn't say you never had the right to assume an ansadi de nichele. You did have the right to assume this. And I can't reverse that. I can never take that away. I can never take away the fact that it was a schus b'shaitik. So how am I undoing this here? Is a new klal. Ein Zochin odem bal korche. The Vailu will say, I would like, this is a major point, I want to be far better. But the Vailu will say, the gedder is like this. B'shas maisa. Shimon represented Reuven. Here in our case, Bezdin represented the Kotem. Bezdin represented the Kotem. Bezdin was allowed to because it was a Vaday Schus. But if later on the Kotem, when he gets older, he says, he stels avek a tzveta das. He says, my das is neged what you did. I can't make it a Schus, but it's neged what you did. That tzveta das makes it that the Schir was Bal Korchoi, and that ruins that Schir. I would like to be mavar more how it ruins the Schir, how it ruins Lemaisa at the end of the day. The Schus B'Shas Maisa was Ochid. And Bezdin had his das, and Bezdin was poil with his das. You have to understand better how it stops. The vital lotion of the Rashba is, ain zochel on the bal korchei. But back to our sugya, once we have the Rashba, this is the could be, it sounds like in the Rashba. And this was good for the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. When the Rashba brings this idea that schir macho works on even of schus gomer, he quotes our Gemara. He says, it sounds like there's the only mefurish Gemara that you find that there's a macho and even on a midi the schus gomer. So for that, we could say that's not what is happening in our sugya, that it's not taka being megalim milse, that it was never a schus. The taka was a schus, but it's a macho that the Kotel Gadol is saying now that what you did then was against my will, and that breaks and that ruins the schir b'shas maisa because it has a din of schir ein zira b'al korchen. So nochem, until now we have discussed two drachim in the sugya, Rashba Roiv Rishon and Mitzvah Rishon one our sugya at the macho is making it. It's al derech, the machov, schuz gomer, and kol haTorah kula. And then we have Rashba, and then we have Tosfos Sanhedrin that is taking away the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Oh. So now let's take the sugya a step further. Let's open up what Rishonim ask a simple question to the sugya. Rishonim ask a very basic shaila. We just mentioned that it comes down to the Gemara, at this din macho ends up later being, it has a stipulation. You could only be moiche if right away. Higdilu sho'achas v'loi michse, shuvein yichol limchis. So Shonim ask a simple question, clockwork, how, when exactly is going to be Macho? It's impossible to catch the first rega, the second he's Galus, Yud Gimel, and let's say it's Shesaris, to catch the first second of the day. Once you don't catch the first second of the day, Shtika, once it's Shtika, he wasn't Moicha. Agav, let's speak out, that's the Halacha, by a Schi of Matono, if Reuven was Zoicha for Shimon, and then a month later, he tells Shimon that he was zoich of him. In the beginning, Shimon was quiet. And then 5 minutes later, he says, no, I don't like it. It's too late. Keeping the shosak, he's too late. So that's what the Gemara says by us also. That if he's shosak, when he's godol, if he's shosak, he's goes too late. Frek to be showing him. It's impossible to stop him. It's always going to pass. So Be'etzim, there's three Drochim Yisoidim and the Rishonim, and there's a fourth Bahemshech we'll see. Many Rishonim, there's Toys Yishonim's Kasha, the Rajbah, the Ritva. Toys Yishonim and the Rajbah, the Ritva on this side, they say that Be'etzim, you have to taka start screaming before, and you have to continue screaming for a day or two. You have to make sure, you have to scream straight, and make sure that you catch the first second. You don't have to mitzvah. You make sure you start before, and it won't pass the time. That's the Shittism of Toys Yishonim and the Rajbah in his first Teretzim. Toysis in the sugya doesn't address the question that's mavur mitaych toysis. That over here, shtam shtika is not going to forfeit the right of a macha. That which is mavur, kivan shegdila shah achas, it's only if he fears it like a yid. If he's stam walking in the street, you don't see any minig of a yid. You don't see him wearing tzitzis. You don't stam working. So this gerkata now, is it? You see him walking. That shtika is not going to create the din that he loses his din macha. He loses his own. It's only if a fearzich v'yid and some rishonim says he's makai mitzvahs. When he's fearing the yid, then that takes away, that's like a shtika kohida, and that forfeits the right of macha. Explain a little bit to us, why is it different than a macha, like the Moran Shad Baba Basra, and the Moran Baba Basra is mavur, that if you're shoysik stam, you don't need to do anything, you just shoysik shtika kohida, simple pshat, l'chur pshat. Well, the Gemara Baba Bas is talking about Reuven did a ma'aseh kinyan for Shimon. He goes and he tells Shimon, uvde, kach chavyo uvde, that I did a ma'aseh for you. We see his reaction. If he's shoysik, it's shtika koida. Over here, the gerus is a metzias. He is walking around, it's in his body. Toysis kenzan holds, the fact that he's shoysik, you don't see him reacting to his gerus. What do you don't see anything? You just see him spacing out. He's not a community Yehuda. He's not doing anything. Evshur Toysis holds balabatish, you cannot build a shtika that he's moide, he's masking to the gerus until you see him fearing like a yid. If he's stam standing and he's not saying here or there, you don't see him being masking to the etzem uvdo of the gerus. You need that he's noig me nehudis. That's possible, Pshan Toises. But there's a third mahalach in the Rishonim. The Rajba brings a third mahalach. I want to tell him this Rajba. Rajba, he brings back two mahalachim. First, he says you have to be moicha the whole time. The second mahalach, he says, this kasha, the ad shem oisiyin oisem matin schoren ve'onshul shal mitzvahs ene giyores gemura. V'gdilo shahachas begiyores achas shediya onshul shal mitzvahs kamar. Ulefi divreyem tzvichem lohide achas shayik. Toises machadish, a third sheet, what does it mean that v'gdilo shahachas, you forfeit your right? And told me how we have one sheet, it's if you're quiet even for 2 seconds, 5 seconds with an macha, you lose it. The second sheet is only if you're quiet and you're noig like a yid. Toises says a third cheetah, and it's the lightest, if it's true, to answer the question. The only time he forfeits his right is after Bezdin, when he already was a gadol, told him about the mitzvahs. It's not after the medim like mitzvahs kalis, mamash like the command of the regular ger. And then when the medim like mitzvahs kalis, and in the face of that, he agrees, then he loses the right. So that answers the question, gavaldik. The question was, when could you find the time, all right, automatically you lose the right? The answer is not automatically. You don't automatically lose the right. It's only after the Magdian Oysa Kabbalah Smitzis. And the question is, what's the Pshat? So I'm coming to Mafkiya, the Pshat of the Velt over here. The Velt is Rogel to say, and that's what they say, that this Pshat of the Rajba is Taka, when he's saying Toysis, he means Toysis in Sanhedrin. He means Toysis in Sanhedrin. In other words, the question would be, why over here do you have to wait till their Magdian Mitzis that he forfeits right? L'chayra. The second he heard about it, Zichr, if he's wearing Tzitzis, and he's wearing tzitzis, and he's fearing zechviyit, he should have forfeited the right. We already know that it's a midi deschus, and the schus, the schia that he did, became sealed, became solid, and he should lose the right. Why is it dafka, if it comes out, if he tells us, if for 2 or 3 years, Bezdin's not mitin in the mitzvahs, he still has the right to be moicha. And the answer to the question is, why? So the Velt says, the answer is, this toysis, all of a sudden, this teretz, the Rashba's jumping over the toysis Sanhedrin. This toysis is not stama toysis, it's the end of toysis in Sanhedrin. Yanitoysis in Sanhedrin, which was machadish, a whole new mahalich in the Geirus, at the Geirus of Gerkotan is not really, it ain't a doyme l'shar schiyas, loshen toysis. It's ain't a doyme l'shar schiyas. You're not really having a full parsh of zochen l'adam shalei b'fonav, you're not really being a shliach. You just have his das, and he himself is being zeichvim. And the male, everything is reversed. You don't really have a din zochen, so therefore you can't learn the parsha of machol like it is in Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to learn that the issue is we're going to see his mekabel mitzvahs. So that's why the fee those are shown. We have to wait to see. Is he mekabel mitzvahs or not? When is it going to be determined if he's mekabel mitzvahs? Only when they tell him mitzvahs. That's what the Velt learns. And the pshat is in pshat. L'chor is erishver. Now first of all, again, the Rajba doesn't go like this. Toysis Sanhedrin. Every place, side the Rajba Kedusha, side the Rajba Yos, when he talks about the questions of the sugya, how does the gerus work? He's a kotan. He goes like Toysis.
He goes like Tosfos. All of a sudden, the third teretz of he means Tosfos Sanhedrin, which needs a whole hagdama. Tosfos makes a whole mapech in the entire sugya, and the Rashba expects you to figure out where does it say in the Rashba that he's going with another mahalach. A second taina, and this is already shana mira taina. The taina is where does he bring this? He doesn't bring this. Lafi Tosfos, the Rashba should bring this immediately in the din of Rabbi Yosef. Figdil yichayim limchus. Is his basic pshat in what the whole gather of the machos is. He's changing around the whole gather of the machos. The Rashba doesn't bring that. The Rashba brings it in a later kasha when the Gemara says that whether or not you could be moiche is dependent upon if you moiche in the first second. And the Rishonim have a kasha now, i.e. efshel litzamtzim. Zok the Rashba to answer that question, efshel litzamtzim. Oh, I'm going to say you need me to this mitzvah. What do you mean? You're changing around the whole... You should have brought this earlier. At the end, you're sneaking in the back door. Boifin, I would like to say in Pshat, it's Mashon the Rashba, he's not going changing into Malach. He's going with the Malach of all the Rishonim. He's going to the Malach of the regular Rishonim. It's a regular Schia of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Schia of Geiris. It's predicated on a regular Din of Zochin Lo Yimshon B'fanav. Yet still the Rashba holds it over here. The only time you're going to forfeit the right to do a Macha is only, it's not enough if you got old and you were bar and you are a godom. It's not enough that you were noig mid and gehudis. It's only if they were medin oisoi mitzvahs chamurus. And the shaila is why. And we have to explain why. Oh. So, Bez Hashem, now we're talking, I'd like to further and delve into tiefer. What is the gather of the macho of the sugya? What is the gather of this macho? They were going to be moiche. They're trying to be moiche. And through a macho, he undoes, reverses, undoes the original gerus that Bezin did v'shaita. We mentioned before that the Rashba points out in Kedushin that there are two types of machos in Tzchiyah. There's a macho of a Tzchiyah she'ein egomer, and there's a macho of a Tzchus chomer. The macho of a Tzchiyah she'ein egomer makes it, it's mevara that it wasn't a Tzchus. And macho of a Tzchus Tzchiyah gomer, it says, even though it was a Tzchus, it's bal korchoi. Mizboinen, it's not just two hasboros. The whole hagdor l'chor is totally different. When you're moicha on a Tzchus she'ein egomer, the taitch is, you're being megale, that meikara, the whole foundation of the person being poil, representing you, was betoyis yisoyde. La'adam, lo yehoyu dvorim ha'olam. Shimon is representing Reuven because he has Reuven's das. Why does he have Reuven's das? Because it's a midi d'schus. He's all assumed it's a schus. Ha, wrong, it was never a schus. You're wrong. The whole thing didn't start. The ganze zach hebzich nishdon. Lo yehoyu dvorim ha'olam. It takes away the original schia. That's the... But... In the second Mahalach, when it's a schus gomer, baladait it's godam. He can't reverse. He can't say that it wasn't a schus. And he's saying that he's making a bal korchoi. Lam is boinein over here, and this is the machov arsugya. It's working. It's an akirum chudeshes. It's not being megale that what you did b'shaitoi wasn't good. It's actively now, when he becomes a godal, he now is actively uprooting the agerus. If it would be a regular macha, the taiches, we now see it was a tois. You thought it was a geirus. It was never a geirus. The fi, what the Rashba is saying, that it's a macha that's making a macha bal korchoi, is not saying it never was a geirus. Be'etzem b'shaito was a geirus. You have the koyach to uproot yena geirus by being moiche on yena geirus. We're going to explain more in Behemshech. Of a raya gdoila to this. A raya tzuma l'chora, that the akir, the macha of our sugi, is not a gilui milsa. It's a positive, it's a kula mechudesh, as we're calling it. It's uprooting it. It's uprooting it from now. I'm going and ruining that schia, that geirus the Bezdin did for us. The din of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, I'm sorry, Dili Yichon Luchos, all the Rishonim say, we paskin. It's a klar. The riff doesn't bring this down. The Ran by us, so the riff in the sugis of geirus and Givomis doesn't bring this down. Rabbi Yosef. He doesn't bring down the din of Dili Yichon Luchos. And the Rishonim, much as if, why didn't he bring it down? The Ran over here brings B'shem the Ramban, Mori de Gavar. It says like this. The Rif Avada holds the din macho, but he holds the macho only works only when the father was Megarim. When Bezdin was Megarim, the macho doesn't work. When the father is Megarim, the Rif is Mavur, the Schia the father is doing. The father is doing. But when Bezdin does it, dear, the father, Bezdin did this Schia, that you can't reverse. Why, Dr. Rajma? Dr. Ramban? Ma koyech Bezdin yofe. We have a klal in Shas, when Bezdin does something, it has a special toikif, it has a special strength, that they make in a way that it can't be undone, it can't be reversed, that's a special koich of Bezdin. So, when a father does it, he's a regular, simple, pedestrian hadyit, so, you can undo that, it's like a regular schus. Aber, a schus of Bezdin you can't undo. That's that kind of riff. So Mela, that's why the riff didn't bring it. Because Rabbi Yosef, when he said, it sounds like he's going on the din of Rav Huna, even on the din of Rav Huna. And the riff holds, on the case of Rav Huna, you can't be a Mela Moicha, only when the father does it. That's our kandavira. But I'm trying to chaptalom this. What does the Ramban mean by Das Arif? That when Bezdin does a Geirus, because Bezdin Makoy has a special strength, you can't undo it. If the Macho is a Gili Milsalim Afreya, that the entire foundation of Bezdin performing this Geirus is Bito'os Yusoido, Loi Ho Yudvar Melim, they were dreaming. They assumed that it was a Schus. But wrong, the whole Schus is Arab Kogefrekt. It was never din. What is a Pas Maboich Makoyach Bezdin Yofe? Koyach Bezdin Yofa applies when Bezdin did something. You want to unturn it. You want to overturn it from the outside. You can't overturn what Bezdin did. Even if you have a good taina, you can't overturn it. Oh, if it didn't start, the ganze zach heipzich nishdon. What does it mean, ma koyach Bezdin Yofa? What does it mean, ma koyach Bezdin Yofa? Dach se shteito in the ran, pshat, or mbam, a klur, that the schi, the macho of the sugi is not saying that it was never b'shaitoy or schus. It was a schus b'shaitoy. You could uproot it. You could reverse it. You could be oiker that which was done. Zok there, ma koyach bezin yofe. When Bezdin did a schia, that's a koyach bezin. Bezin adds in it that you can't break it down. What's the pshat in this? What's the pshat that is breaking it down? So, Efshar, the pshat is like this. The first schia, the parish of Zochin in the Torah, Zochin Odom Shloi Bafonov, Shoyin, we're going with Rashi and Toises, Zochin, schia mitam shlichos. It's predicated on an anan sadi de nichle. Bezdin is allowed to assume that this is the das of the kotan. We should ask, in shlichas the kotan, get past all that traffic. At the end of the day, Bezdin is allowed to assume that it's the das of the kotan. And that's it, ischia. We're saying that our sugya, the Rashba says, that our sugya, you can never ever reverse that fact. The fact that b'shas ma'isa was a schus for a kotan, you can never change that. So what could you do? You can make a macho. What is a macho? Dr. Rajma? Ein chav lado makarcho. What does that mean? B'shaitoi, 10 years ago, when he was 3, Bezdin did it, and had his das. The parish of Zochin means Bezdin has a din das. Bezdin's allowed to assume, based on that ansadi, they have the das of the kotan. What took away that das? Ein zoch lado makarcho. Perhaps the pshat is like this. That das is a das, but it's what's called a stam das. A stam das. Many areas in the Torah, we have a das. It's based on a non-explicit das. Lele Hedi didn't tell me what he did, but you're allowed to assume that's his das. That's called a stam das. But stam, what do I do? Then there's something called a lehedi dikadas. Lehedi dikadas. Mafurish. I say, baruch b'tchaktan, this is what I'm saying. Forget about assuming, making an assumption, what I hold. I told you lehedi. The gather of a macho on a schus gomer is, when you make a schia, when you represent me based on an assumption of my stam das, so the whole Geirus was predicated on what? A stam das. You have my das, but it's a stam das. If it comes along a mefurish das, when a mefurish das and a stam das are fighting, I've had the mefurish das is mezgaber over the stam das. So now when he stages that my clear das, my lehedi das is, that's not a good Geirus, that beats over, that uproots kaviyochel. Again, it was dir b'shaiter, but that undoes, that says that das is now bottle. Aye, how could it do it later? So the answer is, it's mili toli v'koy, that's what's muchach. It's muchach that, originally, every time you do schus, you do zochin. Since we know it's predicated on a stam das, we know it's predicated on a das that's an assumed das, even though it's a good assumption, and it's an assumption that itself is never at fault, miyikara. But since I know it's only an assumed das, the din of such a thing is that he has the point of opinion. He has the right. We're waiting to hear when he's going to be a bar das to express explicit opinion. When he's going to express explicit opinion, he has the right to go and be and say a sveta das and break that das. No. That's the taish that we're saying, it's an akirim b'chudeshes. Oy bazoi, first, before we go back to our Rajba, I'm going to be explaining another Rajba in the sugya. In the beginning of the sugya, one of the questions, many questions, the Rishayim HaMashalai and the Mishra is, why does Reb Huna say matbilin? Ger kotin matbilin oysa yaldas bezdin. What about molin oysa yaldas bezdin? Why does he pick tefillah? So there's a Rajba, it's Mamash HaPelech. He says a few truths in that. Other Torah Shanim say tefillah is by Noshim and by Noshim. The third Torah says a new anayas. Inami nearly loymar delu rebusa nokat tefillah. Mishum demilo dinhu shetaloloi kishayagdil v'yisratze diyeshna ba'oilam b'shas ritzoyna. Mila is not as big as a chiddush that it works to make a geris of a gerkotan. Because Mila always stays in this gerkotan. This is so, you see in many places, Mila is not only the maisa Mila, it's the ois bris, is that he's gemalt, that he's nomo. So the Mila stays with him even when he's old. He's 3 years old, this Ger Kotam, but the Mila is going to stay with him even when he's going to become 13. This Mila is going to be around. Aval Tfila, when they went to the mikveh, Yeah, when he's Toivo, when he was three. The B'shaita Loyo Yabendas. When he's 13, when eventually we get his askoma. When is the Geirus finished, Dr. Ashba? When he's 13 and he's not Moiche. There's Emeloy. I would say over there, the whole Geirus shouldn't work because when he's 13, that part of the Geirus wasn't there. Kivan she Geirus and Mesupik she Yochel ulimchoy slikeshe Yagdil. Come on, Shmuel. What's up, Dr. Ashba? The Rashba is saying there's an extra chiddush in tefillah because Mila is permanent. It stays around and it's there when he's 13 in the B'shas the Gemara Geirus. But tefillah is not there. B'shas Gemara Geirus. It's momentary. It's temporary. It stays. It's now B'shas Gemara. The Rashba calls 13 the Gemara of his Geirus. When he comes 13, it's the Gemara of the Geirus. The way we understand simply is fakert. His Geirus was a fine and loyal Geirus when he did it 3 years old. It's a Bumalda Geirus. He has the ability later on to undo it. We said 2 ways to do it. Later on, when he becomes 13, has ability. When he's quiet, he forfeits that ability. The Rashba sounds like something is being finished when he's 13. The Geirus is being finished. Ad kedei kach, there'd be havamina that the tefillah has to be around. The Kamash Mulan Kinir is that it's by the Iker Geirus. The Iker Geirus, the tefillah is there. It doesn't have to be by the Gemar Geirus. But I'm asking in the whole sugya, where do you see in the din of Gigdilu Yechelen Limchois, Vigdilu Shoachas, where do you see that that's the Gemar Geirus? The Rashba is saying that it's the Gemar of the Geirus, not the Gemar of the Geirus. The Geirus was always there. Maybe you could say it like this, based on what we just said, I don't know more they're going to go to. We just said, but we just built Lachar, that the Macho is not only a Gilui Milsa, it's an active force. It has the ability to break a previous Schia. It has the ability to break a previous Schia. Yeah? Why? We pointed out why. Because every Schia, even if it's a Schus and a Schus Gom, but it has one weak link. It has one weak link that is based on Stamdas. It's based on Stamdas. And Kolzman, it's based on Stamdas. It's open. It's open. It's vulnerable that it could receive a macho. A lehed yedik das could break that das. So perhaps we could suggest that any Geirus that's based on this Stamdas is not fully cemented. It's not cemented. It's not totally protected. It's a little wobbly. Lashon of the Rashba, it's Mesupik, Pirush. It could be attacked, and the way we're saying it's not a night act, it's not a schadshus. It's attacking a weak link in the very, very foundation of the Geirus. The foundation of the Geirus is based on assumption of Stamdas. And later on, when it could be Moiche, he could show that that was Bal Korche, and he could break that Das. That's a Shvachkeit in the Geirus. Zok to Rashba, you know when that's cemented? Only when he gets older, when he's a Bardas, and he's Misratze. So Tun is a new aura in the Sugya. The Taishas before, we understood this Rashba, but we looked at it, that a Geirus was totally finished. Later on, he could veto it. He could torpedo it. And, okay, if he doesn't, he didn't add on anything. The way we're saying now, no. This Geirus has to be fortified. Because Ad Kama, it has a weak link that could always be attacked, and maybe Be'etzem, even when he's much older, he should be able to attack it. It needs to have his Haskoma B'Shas Maisa. It needs to have his Haskoma B'Shas when he gets older. I'm sorry, not B'Shas Maisa, his Haskoma when he becomes a Bardas. And now he becomes a Bardas, and now he knows about it. His Das then is cementing the Geirus. That could be the B'Shan and this Rashba, that there was a Havamina Oy Bazoy, that we have to have his Tvila. The Maisa Geirus that he's doing have to be around when he's 13. It's not enough. Then so Bishlam and the Mila is around when he's 13, when the Geirus is finishing. But the Tvila is not around when he's finishing. Oh. If we have this Yisoid, we come back to this Rashba. Nochamo, we built Aleph, that the Geirus, that the Macho is Akira Mechudeshes. It's uprooting it actively. It's an active force to uproot the Geirus. But Bezoi, we added in now, it comes out that in a certain way, the Geirus is a little shaky. It has a certain weak hold in it, and it's not finished totally. The Geirus that was done is not finished totally until you have his Askomo almost. Until you have his Askomo. Oh. Now we could go back and review the Rishonim. There are 3 sheets in the Rishonim, what it means to have his Askomo. 3 sheets we just saw. What does it mean to have his Askomo? Certain sheets are, it's the Rashba, and the first Teretz, Shtika. The Shtika itself already is Askomo. He assumes he knows about the Geirus, and he didn't say anything, Shtika Koido. We had the second Teretz of Toizviz. And Toizviz in our sugya. No, Mog Meniyadus. It has to be Yifirzik like a Yid. And we saw the third Teretz Toiz the Rashba brings, B'Shem Bali Toizviz. The third Teretz is, it's only when the Medim Loi Mixas Mitzviz. It's only when they actually tell him. Bezin says, you know what it means to be a Ger? We want to tell you to do Mitzviz. And we asked, why? Why in the world is the time that they forfeit the Koyach HaMachah, Dafka, only when his Kabbalah's mitzvah could come out 3 or 4 years later. If Bezin take a mitzvah, it could still be Moicha. What's the difference between? So maybe we could say, and add a chiddush, based on what we just said, It comes out that when he, every time a person is being maskim, after when he hears about the schia, he's not just not correct. He's not just forfeiting the right to be meicher. The way we just said now, he's really finishing and cementing the original schia. He's adding on a lehedia dikadas. The first schia was with a stam dikadas. Now I heard from him when he's a bardas and he lehedia dikadas. Perhaps Tosis and this teretz was mechadish avort. If we're now finishing the das to a gerus, what is gerus? Gerus, you heard from Stamad Adam Agadishurim. Gerus is not just like a regular pula. Many Rishonim hold part and parcel of the das of gerus is das commitment to have mitzvahs. Is commitment to Kabbalah mitzvahs. That's part of the das gerus. Oy bazoy, these palitoises are being mechadish. When is it called that the first schia got sealed, got cemented in a way that it's totally finished? It's only when stam askoma is not going to finish it. You have to have askoma that's been goymer the das bailim of the gerus. The original das bailim that Bezdin provided was what? Based on stam das. Now he has to be goymer, and put in a full das. Zok toises in this teretz. A full das lagabe gerus is only a das that includes Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Only a das Kabbalah's mitzvahs. This is all based on the mahalach that we have been building over here. Lu Yitzur, you understand, the simple pshat, that a machol later on is just an ability to magala milsit. So his askoma is just, again, just taking away his ability to do a machol. No, we're boing that no, something's missing in the etzem tzchiyah. The original tzchiyah had a weak link, it was based on das, and it was based on assumed das. And that could always be challenged and ruined and uprooted by Yivgun Das. So how do you do that? The teretz is, you have to make a lehedi degas. About what type of lehedi degas? A lehedi degas in the Ikar Asiyah. Because the Ikar Asiyah was based on the stam das of the Bailim. Toises in this mahalach is mechadish. We're saying it's toises, not in Sanhedrin, it's toises in Ksubis. Toises in Ksubis were mechadish that Yitaka need. A das that's koilil kabbalas mitzvahs. Bazoi, that's their teretz to the shayla of Yefshel Itzamtzim. The teretz to the shayla of Yefshel Itzamtzim is that there's a time between you're saying higdilu shahachas. Higdilu shahachas does not mean literally 1 second. It means higdilu shahachas from the time that they told the mitzvahs, because only then is it cemented his mahalach, his kabbalas mitzvahs, his original geirus. L'chor, that would be a nifad dikapshat. We said that the Vayla, we spoke at three terutzim in the Rishonim to answer this question. We have some Rishonim say the only way to do it is to be moicha the whole time, because they hold shtika is what finishes the geirus. Toisvis holds you have to be moicha mitig yadus, and now we had the Rajbu Shem Toisvis is that you have to be makabal mitzvahs. And Toisvis Rid, this I'm going to fear ois with the Toisvis Rid. The Toisvis Rid says a dover nifla, Toisvis Rid on the Gilyon. He says a new teretz in. To answer the question, but it's a medrash pli. I have to explain the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says that the gdilu of Rabbi Yosef, gdilu yichel limchas, and the gdilu, and the Gemara says later on, gdilu shachas leimikso shemin yichel limchas. It's two different periods of gadlus. When Rabbi Yosef said gdilu yichel limchas, yeah, he's talking about even when you reached klaldas, even if you have not yet become 13, you're not bought Cyrus. He's a bardas. Some people they mature very early. See, this person is, he's 12, he already has the das of a godel. Higdilu yichayil limchas. At that point already you could be moichet. At that point you could already be moichet. When the Gemara says later on, kiva and shagdilu shahachas leimichsa, at what point do you lose the right? Do you find it comes finalized and you lose the right, in our terms, before it comes cemented, and you lose the right to be moichet? That's when you reach Yud Gimel and Cyrus. That's when you reach Yud Gimel and Cyrus. It's two separate periods. As I said to Tazirid. The bottom, he says, he's coming to answer this kasha teishishonim. He's coming to answer this question. When are you going to have a period? Zokter berevach is a big period. You're able to be moicha from the time that you're a bardas. You only lose the right much later. So make sure you're moicha in between the time when this katan became a bardas, way before he bought shonim and Cyrus. In that time, in that period of time, he could be moicha. That's ad kan divitez vino. But the pel is, what's the pshat? Meicha teisi. What's the seichel to say? And there's two periods of galus. The issue is we're trying to figure out the same thing. Does this katan, say his name is Yankel, Jackie Yankel, does he want this gerus or not? When he's at a period of galus that he can express his opinion, that he doesn't want it. He's the same period of time that he can say he does want it. It sounds like no. When he could say he doesn't want it, that's early. That's when he's a bendas to say that he does want it, that you have to wait much longer. What's the chiluk? So it's a dual lefarish. Based on a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes Melachim. The Rambam says Yadua that all shiurim. He's talking about a shiur of kazayis, but he says the shiur of kazayis was only for yidin, not for a goy. Havkamina that Ben Noach has an isatid ever ben achai, ever ben achai. Even less than a kazayis. Even less than a kazayis. There's no shiur. Zoktim chinuch and chsam sofer based on this Rambam. We're going to say that all shiurim are only for yidin, not for goyim. Dainu. Chuvas Arosh, Yadua, that the Chuvas Arosh says, the whole musik of gadlus, that the fact that we are gedolim, we come a gadol, a bas, b'yud beis, and a ben, b'yud gimel, when they bring simonim, is halacha moshe misina. It's halacha moshe misina. It's also lichel on the halacha of shiurim, it's halacha moshe misina. Zok the minchas chenich, and the sam sofer, lefi, the Ramba, a goy becomes a gadol even before he brings Cyrus and Isabel. When the second is a ben das, he already becomes a gadol. So he's not going to say the Bidas HaRambam. So the feed of Rambam comes out at the period of a godless of a goy is when he becomes a ben das. It's not, there's no halach, no shir, dafka, he has to wait, dafka for Shonim. And the period of godless of Yisrael is dafka when he brings Cyrus and Shonim. But Zoe, now we can understand where the guitars are. Beautiful. The split is simply like this. When he's being moiche, what's he coming to do? This Yankel is saying he's Jack. He's whatever. He's saying he wants to be a goy. That's what he's saying. He's saying he wants to be a goy. That's what he's saying. We said before, he's been uprooting it. But he's uprooting the last. He said, I never wanted this gerus. I want to be a goy. So how are you going to fear Zuchadim? Goyish. What's the shear of godless when he's a goy? By das. What is that? He's maintaining his Yiddishkeit. He's sticking with his gerus. He's saying he's being maskim. He's cementing the gerus. He's saying, I agree. I'm agreeing with my explicit das to the das. He's doing that. He's trying to blibayid. He's mitar saris. Zokta toy has been murdered. That's the chiluk. The machoi can already do when he's a mendas. Oh, but to lose the ability is only much later. The question is, ayef shel tzamtzem. That's the teretz. The time in between. He's already a goy. Like he's making himself a goy. He's a bendas. That could be moicha. And he only loses the ability much later when he becomes a saris. And then he has a din of a yid. And he's not moicha, but teretz a yid. Good.